SBS हिंदी।
Minister Williams, if you could just, tell us about the salient features of why we are here today, and the government has introduced some more rules to, protect the communities. So if you could let us know.
Look, today we've invited all our friends from the multicultural media to come along here just to explain very, very simply that there have been some changes in legislation by the New South Wales government, which is going to provide greater protections to all our communities. We know that in the community there are some people through their criminal activity which will try and take advantage of those people from culturally diverse backgrounds. And we know sometimes those people can be quite vulnerable, because if there is a breakdown in their ability to be able to accurately interpret what is being said, that they could lose their money through this criminal activity. We know sometimes there are scams, sometimes they are people ringing, calling people at home, trying to get money out of them. We see scams on email. And so we have put in place stronger protections to protect those people. And we want to tell those communities that there are information, 133220 is a phone number that they can call to report any incidents of criminal activity that they believe. There is also the opportunity to contact the Office of Fair Trading and also my Office of Multicultural New South Wales if they believe that they've witnessed criminal activity. And they can also reach out to our police. Our police are there to help people. Our New South Wales government is there to protect our communities, because we do not want our communities losing the money that they have worked so hard through some criminal activity. So today, our message is very clear. We've put in place these protections. We've changed our laws on to protect our culturally diverse communities. And there is information that and ways that they can contact to find out if they believe someone is trying to extort or scam them.
You mentioned that even if they're not fluent in English or, things like that, they can contact the office.
Absolutely. If people at any time through their language cannot understand what they're purchasing or what they're buying and they need information, they can contact my office, Multicultural New South Wales, and we will break down those barriers of language. We'll interpret those services. We'll provide those services on their behalf so that they make very, very clear choices that are not going to unnecessarily cost them money.
Yeah. And you also mentioned something about the calling cards, if you could tell us about that.
Well, the lovely thing about gift cards is that from time to time, we will all purchase a gift card to give to a friend, whether it's for birthday or for another important event. From the beginning of September this year, the 1st of September, gift cards will now have a 3-year expiry date, which is great news. So if somebody receives a gift card, they put it away in the drawer, they go back there 14 or 15 months later, they've forgotten it might be there, and all of a sudden they find it, it's expired. Now they will be able to have a valid card for 3 years. And what that means, that is actually going to put $60 million back into the pockets of our communities from unclaimed gift cards. From 1st of September, all of these laws kick in place.
And just to ask you on that, you made it one point that if you want to see the world, you don't have to go outside. New South Wales, I think it's one of the most diverse states in the world. So what would you want to say about that?
Look, this is the great richness, of our diversity, the richness of culture and heritage that we have here in Australia. 49% of our population are now either born overseas or have a family member born overseas. Every weekend, there is a fabulous cultural festival that I attend. You don't need to travel anywhere outside this country. If you want to see the richness of the world, you can see it right here in New South Wales through the many, many myriads of cultural festivals that are on each and every weekend. And I just want to say to all of those people, to all the organisations who put on these cultural festivals, the many, many volunteers, thank you. As a Minister for Multiculturalism, I am incredibly proud of each and every one of you.
And one last question that, you know, sometimes there are communities where there might be some reluctance to approach the police, you know, and especially if it's not a major crime. So, you know, what would you want to say there?
Well, look, the police are your friends. They are your protectors. If there is a reluctance to do that, there are ways that you can report activity. You can report activity to Fair Trading. You can call 133220 if you believe that something is untoward, or if you believe someone is trying to extort money from you, you can make that particular complaint, or you can come back to Multicultural New South Wales. The New South Wales government is doing everything we can to ensure that our communities, our cultural diverse communities, are comfortable, and so that they in no way lose the hard-earned money that they work for.
Thank you so much, Minister.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाए और ऐसे अंश का आपकी भाषा में आनंद उठाए।